Each Tuesday, we look at people and organizations doing positive things to help others. This week's difference maker is Flowers for Dreams, a Westtown business that donates a portion of its profits to charities. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has the story.
Employees cut Salal and Smilax, weaving the green leaves into a large circle to hang above a client's dance floor. CEO Stephen Dimes says he started peddling flowers in high school and came up with the idea almost unintentionally, with co-founder Joseph Dickstein launching Flowers for Dreams in 2012.
As I was selling flowers to schools and he was furnishing backpacks to less fortunate schools, I had a little bit of a light bulb moment while I was, this wasn't even really a business when it was first getting going. And I made it one on the back of that kind of profit and purpose marriage.
Weddings are a large reason people hire them. And while their giving is a big part of their work, Dime says customers don't always cite it for why they chose them.
Fundamentally, people are looking for flowers for their own purpose, which is maybe it's an engagement or an anniversary or an everyday occasion.
The company has added locations in Milwaukee and Detroit, delivering across the Midwest in decorated black vans. Their donations have grown, too.
We donate a quarter of our net profits from that pool, from all of the different flower sales to various charities.
Dime boasts they're the first flower company to be a certified B Corporation in the U.S., giving out $1.7 million.
Earlier this year, we gave several rapid response grants for immigrant defense, both legal defense and Know Your Rights workshops, as well as family support.
Flowers for Dreams, a difference maker. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.